Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is Barb Schwarz. Thanks so much for listening to Barb Schwarz and Home Staging. Staging life, really, with you and me. And this is such a great day. The sun is out. The fog is cleared. Wherever you are, I hope it's a great day, too. It's hard to believe it's Monday again. Wow, what a fast week. Last week, just to bring you up to date a little bit on my travels, I was in Denver. My husband Kirk and I went to Denver to the Mile High City. We got off the plane, it was 45 degrees, but the sun was out, and then later it warmed up into the 70s, and people there, just like everywhere, are just so loving and kind, and they just really want to open their hearts and learn more. So we had an accredited staging professional course there for 2.5 days, and the Business Week magazine flew in from New York, as well as the local photographers, and we did a shoot on the house that we staged, which, oh my gosh, it was a huge home. So big I almost got lost in it, in a gorgeous area. They have so much land in the Mile High City, of course, and like hopefully all of us do, except in places like Bellevue, my old hometown, because now Whidbey Island's my hometown, we're running out of land in Bellevue, so the prices keep going up. And in Denver, the market for real estate is good if the house is staged and it's priced right, and I think that's true everywhere. However, their length of time for selling is running about 60 days, which is longer than the Seattle area and the California area, at least in many cases. So it's a beautiful home with really nice furniture, and yet we were able to stage the house and add our flair and really add the creativity. That's the key. It's to see possessions in another way, because we all get so used to having a bowl or mirror or picture in one room, and we forget what it could look like in another room. And so the magic of staging just continues to amaze me every single time I stage a house. And today I wanted to say hi to my friends in Denver and my new friends, and to say hi to my team at StageTomes.com in Concord, California, and to my dear husband, Kirk, who's there, and our newest team member, Gary Hill. Welcome, Gary. And also to our new office manager. Shell's been with us the whole time we've been in California almost, and last week or the week before, we promoted her to office manager of StageTomes.com in California. And also to Sue and to Sandy, and to say thank you so much for the great work you're doing there. I also want to say thanks to BJ, and she runs the Seattle office, and also Sheldon, who's our site designer on Bainbridge Island. And I might as well just keep going. Dan, the computer man. Dan, if he can't do it, no one can. Remember that? And he's in California, keeps us all alive. And also our great StepForth.com, which is our search engine placement company up in BC. And then I want to say hi to my four great trainers that work with me on a regular basis, Christine, Linnell, Jackie, and Joey. And I would be remiss without thanking everybody on my team, because no woman or man is an island, and without everybody, it takes a village these days to do the things that most of us want to accomplish. And then I don't want to leave out my producer of the hour and give you a big drum roll. Eric, how are you?
I love that theme song. That was great.
Oh, good.
I'm fantastic, Barb.
Well, thank you, because we wouldn't be on the air without you.
It's always great to talk to you on Mondays and Fridays now.
Yes, we have the show, everybody, twice a week. Same time, 2 to 3 o'clock, every Monday and Friday. So I hope you'll listen both days. It's my goal, and it really is my goal, to brighten your life and to share some positive words and to really focus on positive changes, because that's what we're about, positive choice. Talk radio at 1150 a.m. KKNW on the dial.
We are your alternative talk station.
Don't we love that? I love those words. Those are good words. And today when I pulled out a card, Eric, out of my little grab bag of motivational sayings, because I keep a lot of that around me. I find it's real important to look at positive things all the time. Mm-hmm. The word I pulled out was generosity. So tell me that you would like to hear what it said.
I would love to hear, Barb, what that card entitled Generosity said.
Well, you know,
would you be so generous?
Well,
as to
thank
share
you
with
so
us?
Much. You know, To me, prosperity comes in many ways. A week ago, well, last Sunday, really, not yesterday, but a week before, I got up, and people think sometimes of prosperity as a lot of money. And I believe prosperity, when we stop and think about it, comes in many ways. Good health, good family relationships, good friendships. And I looked outside, Eric, and there were, and I am not exaggerating, if anything, I'm under the number, the biggest pod of orca whales I've ever seen in my life, at least 100.
Wow.
And, oh, my God. They were leaping through the air over in Puget Sound off Whidbey Island, and it was just like watching this whole event because as far as my eyes could see, it was mind-boggling to see their beautiful black, shiny bodies leap out of the water with that beautiful white marking and their gorgeous tails hitting the water. And there may have been some big, you know, school of fish. I hope I have these words right, schools and pods and things.
Right.
Have you ever seen anything like that?
No, I can't say as I have. You're very lucky. That's pretty exciting.
Oh, my gosh. To me, see, that's generosity.
Oh, yeah.
Of Mother Nature with us. And that's just, that is prosperity in action. And it was just mesmerizing. And I watched for about a half an hour. And it was just amazing. Someone who didn't know or was careless with a speedboat came roaring off the shore. And we're not down on the water, we're up a ways, not waterfront, but we do have a view, and tore right through the middle of them, and I'm just going, no, my gosh, you could rip open their backs or something. I was really worried about them. And then they all just disappeared, of course, because I'm sure that sound for them in the water was just most alarming.
Right.
But I watched for a while longer, and nothing floated up or anything, so they must have heard it.
They're very clever and dexterous creatures.
Well, this is good. And to continue along this line, then I went outside a little bit later, and here was a large mother and her baby who still had white spots of a deer. And I decided that I would think like a deer. I know that sounds funny. How do you do that? I don't know, but I just went think deer-like, and that I would be very quiet. And they actually let me walk up, and I got about 9 feet away. This is the truth.
Uh-huh.
I sat down on the ground, and I was a little chilly, but after it was about an hour I was with them, and they just grazed, and as long as I didn't look them in the eye every time I moved, I'd move a little bit because my legs were going to sleep, and then after I'd move, Eric, I'd look up and get eye contact with them, and they actually flipped their little tails, and then they would go back to eating like a dog, like a puppy, like, well, she's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I was out there almost an hour with them, just sitting on the ground thinking deer-like. And I just said, this is so generous of the universe. And I didn't know I was going to draw this card this morning. And the prosperity of all of that, to me, there's no money that could take that place.
Absolutely.
It was just really amazing.
We are very prosperous here in Washington in that respect, at least in nature, you know?
We really are, with the water and the mountains and the trees and... Wow, it does take my breath away, and there are so many beautiful places. Northern California is so beautiful, and Denver is so beautiful, and back east Virginia, and I don't mean to leave out all states, I just can't say them all right now, I don't think.
Let's just list 50 states
That's right. I'm concerned I might leave one out, and as I'm visiting with you right now, I'm not making this up either, I'm looking outside, and I see a quail family. There's the mama and the daddy down on the grass, and they have 6 babies that are not the teeniest. They're growing up. And I've watched them from about 8 weeks ago when they were just like little mice size. And, boy, they are growing, and they're all still accountable. I mean, nobody's gotten hurt or anything. And one day I saw this hawk dive in to where I think their nest is, and the commotion went on for about an hour of screaming and everything, and I thought, oh, my gosh, you might have one of the babies. But it looks like they all made it, and so they're just out there just eating away. It's just so cool. So the card I pulled out this morning, because the universe is so generous with us, this says our generosity towards others is key to our positive experiences in the world. Know that there's enough room for everyone to be passionate, creative, and successful. In fact, there's more room for everyone. There's more than just room for everyone. There's a need for everyone. And that's what it said this morning, and I thought, you know, as we share our generosity with others and realize it's better not to come from lack, because when we start from coming from lack, we go into that room or that box called fear. And when we really realize there is room and work and space for all of us, that it just removes the fear, and all of a sudden we don't start to look at each other as competitors, but rather as associates and team members that we can really, you know, be strong and build a better company, a better neighborhood, a better state, a better planet. And the key is, you know, are we holding our full share, and are we committed, and are we in the moment? Because I see people make mistakes, and that's when they're really not thinking about things or concentrating, and then they get fearful, and then they start being suspicious of other people that they're going to take away their good or something. And so it's just really important to remember that as long as we're doing the best we can and we don't fear others in our company or our neighborhoods or families, etc., that there is plenty of joy and prosperity for everybody. So that's the way I wanted to start the show today, Eric. What do you think?
I think it's great.
Well, we're just glad that everybody's listening. It's a beautiful day, and it's beautiful inside your heart, I assume, just as much as it is outside. No matter what's happening around you, your choices of how you respond to it, because I've certainly experienced some life things that some of you have heard about before, and those continue. And each moment, though, we have that real opportunity to make a positive choice. So we're going to go to commercial break. I have two incredible guests to share with you. One is from Hawaii, and that's where we're going to connect with her. She's an accredited staging professional, Charene Luke, who is going to be really great to hear her voice and ask her about the great state of Hawaii and her work. And then, oh, I'm so excited also to have Carol Schneider, who is a professional home painter. And paint, to me, is the least expensive and the highest impact of a change you can make in your property. And I love what paint does. My gosh, you could get paint on sale for like $1.50 a gallon, and for less than $5, paint a room with 2 gallons. And you go to stagedhomes.com, and you'll see a lot of pictures there. That's stagedhomes.com. And so we're going to interview her and listen to her and get some tips on how do you paint and make it successful and really probe her mind. She's painted some rooms for me, and I just love her work. So everybody, stay tuned. You're listening to Positive Choice Talk Radio. This is Barb Schwarz, and we're so glad you're listening. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Barb Schwarz, and you're listening to Staging Life with Barb. Home staging ideas, health ideas, nutritional ideas, too, you know, and the exercise, and decorating tips and real estate information, things about our life, because all of those things matter to each and every one of us. I hope you're having a great day, and if you just tuned in, it's so good to have you listening. Without you, we wouldn't be on the air, so thanks so much. Any of you that would like to be a guest, please just email me at Barb, B-A-R-B, at stagedhomes.com, S-T-A-G-E-D, that was staged, homes, H-O-M-E-S.com. And it's a real joy to welcome our first guest today, and she's coming to us live from Hawaii. I need another drum roll. And it's so great to welcome our special guest today, Charene Luke, an accredited staging professional in Hawaii. How are you today?
Hi. Aloha, everybody.
Oh, that's so great to hear.
Say it again.
Say it again. I love hearing those magical words of aloha. What's the weather like there?
Oh, you know, it's a typical warm in the 70s. The sun's shining and, you know, I can't complain.
No, you can't. And is there a soft breeze?
In the islands. Great weather.
Wow. Now, where do you live?
I live in East Oahu, in a little area called Hawaii Kai.
And how long have you lived there?
I've been here almost 20 years.
Oh, wow. You've seen lots of changes.
I've seen lots of changes. My parents are originally from here, so I'm kind of did something in California and came back and found my roots again.
Oh,
the real estate market is just booming here. It's become a seller's market and a buyer's market all at the same time. It's just amazing.
Wow. Now, dear heart, if you could speak into the phone just a little bit more, And you might even have to talk loudly. We'd all sure appreciate it. I wish we were all there with you in Hawaii, and it's so great to have you on my show. Now, tell us, what would you say would be the average length of selling time for a house there today in the multiple, and what are the average prices going for, not counting the very high and the very low?
Oh, the average price, Barb, of a single-family home on Oahu?
Yes.
Is what's the median, I guess. That is, it's over half a million.
Wow.
So we're seeing properties that are in the 300s and then over $1 million. And interestingly, it's even higher on Maui.
Oh, is it really?
And,
so Maui has gone past Honolulu?
Yes, it has. It's
wow. And by the way, I can hear you lots better, so thank you.
I think it's because of the mountain views there.
Okay.
There are more mountains, and so the more of the homes can offer a view, and therefore the price range includes that view.
Now, what about the average length of selling time?
Well, you know, I just had a report from HBR, that's Honolulu Board of Realtors, and it's a little bit longer now, and so we're asking that sellers be a little bit more patient, but I believe it was under 30 days. And I just had, I have a staging success story. I don't know if you want me to talk about that right now.
Oh, I would love to hear that. You know, that's what is so crucial as you work with your properties. And I'm so proud of you in Honolulu of being one of our very few accredited staging professionals there. Please tell us the story. We would love to hear it.
Okay, we had a home in Kohala. I wasn't the listor, but I was contacted by another broker, and this home was a beautiful executive home in the high 700s, about 780, I think. And it sat on the market for almost 4 months, and there was one offer, and it had fallen out. And I met this person over lunch, and I staged the home the following week, and they had an open house the day after I staged it, and they received an offer. And so that home has been in escrow and is about to close.
That is so wonderful. Can you please do us all a favor and type up just a little paragraph about that and send that to me?
I sure will.
We're working on keeping our statistics at stagedhomes.com. We're the only one I know of in the world that keeps statistics on this. And nothing gets me, seriously, more excited than seeing the success of what home staging does. I am very proud of you. That is wonderful.
And Barb, you know, what's really interesting is staging is just coming, has just come of age in Honolulu or in the Hawaiian Islands. I'm the only ASP that I know of on Oahu, and there's one other ASP. He is on the Big Island.
Right.
I had a call that somebody found me on stagedhomes.com website.
Good.
And they wanted me to stage a home in Kona, and I'm thinking, gee, I'd love to do that, but the logistics are just a little bit funny because I'd have to get on a plane and go over there. It's just a quick 30-minute flight, but, you know, the logistics. And so luckily I found another...
Aaron. Yes, Aaron is on the Big Island.
Exactly. So I believe he was going to be able to help that person out.
Oh, that is
that
so great.
That had called
great.
From the mainland, but they had owned a property over in Kona and wanted to have it staged, but...
That
I wanted to say is that staging is just coming of age. It's not quite an industry standard. And right now I am enjoying a little bubble, like a limelight, because I came back, Barb, in late July from Concord after I met with you and I received my designation. And I have been staging one or two homes a week nonstop since
wonderful.
End of July.
Wonderful. That is so wonderful.
So I'm just enjoying this little bubble, and I'm seeing that, you know, in another year or two, it will be an industry standard. And it's just a win-win situation. It makes everybody happy. You know,
it really does.
The seller is happy, and if the seller is still living there, they're really happy because they get a whole new look while they're selling their home. And then the buyers are happy because the place looks great, and the realtors are happy. It's just a terrific thing, such a visual, emotional, and you know, win-win situation for everybody.
Well, I love hearing the excitement in your voice because that's what happens. It feels so good as we help the seller, and it does help the buyer. It helps the mortgage banking company that has the loan, and it helps the whole real estate market. And, you know, we're coming over to to do the program the first week of December. You know, right?
Yes, I do, and I plan to be there.
And I'm hoping maybe you can help us find the house for the class to stage.
Yes, there were some options, and I believe Dower Realty is the brokerage that I'm affiliated with.
Uh-huh.
I believe we had been talking, not me personally, but I think
Michelle.
We had to work that out.
So I think you're
don't
talking
worry,
with Michelle, our office
out,
manager.
And we'll see you in December.
Yes. Well, we're very excited. And, you know, as you described this little bubble that you're in, the bubble mm-hmm. is going to get bigger and bigger for you because you are the first. And so even when I think of Seattle, my hometown, I cannot stage every house here by myself.
That is
and
true.
With you being the first there, it gives you longevity, and you'll always have that to say that you have the most experience. So as it all becomes more of critical mass in Hawaii in the next couple of years, so to speak, you will still be the pioneer there that's been doing it the longest. You will have the most respect, and there's no way that you or I could stage them all anyway. So you'll be able to have a team, and your business can grow as much as you want.
Oh, thank you. And I am looking forward to, you know, seeing more and more ASPs and, like you said, networking and having a team, because when you're doing a huge home, you can't do it all by yourself. And
yeah, it takes
I think
a lot longer.
I think it just raises the bar, you know, in the industry, and it's just a great thing.
Yeah, it
so I'm
really
looking forward
is.
To having you come out and seeing more ASPs, and it's just going to be great.
Now, will you type that story up for me and send
it
to me?
I sure will.
Wonderful, and we're adding more and more materials to the site all the time. We're up to 1,500 pages, but we're just about to put some more new marketing materials on, and we just are adding some more new statistics, which is I appreciate you sharing so much, because we'll make sure that those are in the whole gamut of all the statistics. Now, I'd like you to give everyone your phone number, so if they needed to call you when they do sometime in the future, they'll have it. So let me say that your name is Shireen Luke, L-U-K-E, and by the way, they can go to stagedhomes.com and put Luke in for the last name, and up will come Shireen. I think you're the only one with the last name of Luke, and isn't your first name C-H-A-R-E-N-E?
Yes.
So there's no L, everyone.
There's
listening.
No L.
It's so it's not
like
Charlene,
Charlene,
it's Shireen.
No L, Shireen.
And what is your phone number? And say it very slowly.
Okay, my number is area code 808-347-3883. And I'd like to hear from anyone who would like to give me a call just to say hello.
Now, would you repeat that again?
It's area code 808-347-3883.
And the last number I couldn't hear.
I'm sorry. 808-347-3883.
That's a great number. How'd you get that number? That's very, very good number.
I think we hear differently.
You're such a kind person. If someone wanted to ask about where to stay or finding, you know, resources on the island, I'm sure you'd be glad to talk with them.
Yes, I would. I'd be more than happy.
Well, I know we're counting on you when we come over, and I'm so proud of you, and it's such a joy to have you as a part of our StagedHomes.com family, and I want to really, really sincerely compliment you on your work and you carrying out the mission and the dream that I first started clear back in the 70s in Washington. It's just really wonderful to know that you are there doing the great work you're doing.
Oh, thank you so much, Barb.
Well, it's been great having you on the show, and anything that you want to know about over here on the mainland?
Well, you know, I'm thinking that Hawaii as a state kind of follows the California trend.
Yes.
And so I'm seeing that more and more. And just, you know, the furnishings and the way the industry is moving. And if I were to be able to predict more things as far as staging and the industry, then I guess that's what I would ask you. You know, what are you seeing there in the mainland? Are you just seeing more and more growth, and it's not maxing out? You know, they say something has a life cycle, whatever it is, a concept. And I don't see this staging concept really having a life cycle. I think it's just going to go on and on.
Well, yeah. I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, I've been working on this for 32 years, and it just gets more and more because I first started this over in the Bellevue East Side area of Seattle in 1972. And California has, as well as Washington State, really taken to staging. And we just see it becoming more and more a requirement. And the market in California is changing in real estate, as it always does. All real estate markets go up, they go down. Mm-hmm. And so one week it's hot, and the next week it's a little cooler, and then the houses are taking, you know, 3 weeks instead of 3 hours, and yet it's still a really great market. The good news is that I always share in my classes, and I appreciate your question, is that as long as we have single-family ownership in the United States of America, which I expect to be forever, then people need to sell their homes. And whether the economy is hot or whether it's not, a staged house, a staged home in a hot market will sell for more money. There's just no doubt about it. Even the appraisers are saying this. In a slow market, it will be the house that does sell and the rest of them sit there. So you will have a career, my dear, as long as you want one. And we're not even close to critical mass, which is my goal, because right now most of the referrals that come to stagers come from real estate agents. And the work that I'm about in doing is that we reach critical mass with the real estate industry so that agents know what staging is in most areas. Maybe new people don't, but most of them have heard the word and know it. My goal now is that the public will realize before they place their house on the market, they need to get it staged. So they will look to an accredited staging professional realtor or an accredited staging professional stager to have the house listed and staged. So, girl, you are going to be in business for many, 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 many years,
thank
you.
And
you will have the most fun because it's such a happy business and have as much work as you want.
Oh, this is just the most wonderful thing. I'm just, like I said earlier, I'm enjoying this little bubble, and I'm thinking, I hope that bubble doesn't burst soon.
Well, how about
we get back to reality? This is my new reality. I love staging.
Well,
and,
you know,
everybody around just, you know, they're just so happy about it.
Well, Shireen, I want to ask you to do something with me. Let's reframe the words little bubble.
Uh-huh.
Because bubbles have a tendency to break. And you know how in my courses I talk about reframing thoughts?
Reframe, right.
And so let's change little bubble to big business forever.
Oh.
So that we're not even going to be concerned about going away, because what we fear is what we draw to us. So it's a great example of being able to say, okay, I'm not going to think of this as a little bubble anymore. This is a large business I'm building for as long as I want. Are you willing to do that?
Oh, sure.
That a girl. No more little bubbles. This is your own huge business that you are building for as long as you want.
It's just amazing. It's kind of, you know, taking me by storm.
Well, you get ready because more is coming.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you and, you know, the stagedhome.com staff out here in Honolulu in just a couple of months.
It won't be long, and you keep going back to the site. And get all your houses on the site, okay?
Yes, I've got two more to put up there.
Good!
I did it this week, and I haven't had time to just, you know, upload the photos and the information.
And if you need any help, you let us know, because we're here to help
you. I think I finished staging. I probably went to bed, and I woke up, and, you know, we're talking about staging again.
Right. Well,
it's just wonderful.
We're going to need to go to commercial break, but I'm so appreciative of you being on the show, and I'm very proud of what you're doing.
Oh.
You keep up your great work, and we will see you in 2 months.
Okay. Enjoy talking to you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on the show.
Okay. Aloha.
Aloha, my dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Everyone, stay tuned. This is Positive Choice Talk Radio. Barb Schwarz live. And that means KKNW 1150 AM. And you've been listening to me interview Shireen Luke, an accredited staging professional from Honolulu, Hawaii. You stay tuned, and we're going to come back and introduce our very special guest, Carol Schneider, who is a professional painter, and I cannot wait for her to share her tips with us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Barb Schwarz, and thanks so much for listening. Wow, what a beautiful day. The sun is out. The fog has cleared. And I happen to be on Whidbey Island right now in the great state of Washington. I was going to go to the studio and be on live today, and although I'm live wherever I am, but I have an ear infection, so I decided to rest a little bit and try to get over this. I think I caught it on the airplane coming back from Denver because I sat by a person that was not real well, and then he had that air thing on that kind of blows the germs in your face, you know, in the airplane. Always turn that thing off, but he had his own on, and I turned it off once, and he just kept turning it back on. So I am just in great spirits, however, and it is such a joy to welcome my featured special guest, Carol Schneider, and she has such a gift for what she does. She lives and works on Whidbey Island and is a professional painter. And, Carol, welcome to the show.
Hi, Barb.
I'm so glad to have you.
It's really nice to hear from you, and I'm glad that you're back here. Welcome back to Whidbey.
Thank you, sweetie pie. You know, I just want to tell you what a great, wonderful job that you do, and I know my listeners are very excited to hear some tips that you have for us. How long have you been painting?
Oh, many moons. Probably about 35 years.
Wow.
Ever since I was a little person.
And so, What is your most fun thing to do? I know that you paint inside rooms, and what else do you like doing?
Well, I do a lot of woodwork, a lot of detail work.
Okay.
And also just, you know, walls and ceilings, that type of thing, anything inside of your home.
Well, the thing that amazed me, Carol, is I never found a scrap of tape that when I came back after you had painted our master bedroom and our guest room.
No taping.
And I cannot, how do you do this without taping?
It's just having a good brush and a lot of practice, a lot of years of practice.
Now, what kind of brushes do you recommend to people?
Well, it's always best to have, you know, a high-quality brush. I prefer using Purdy brushes.
Are those
not pretty brushes, but Purdy brushes.
Okay.
P-U-R-D-Y. they're just made of high quality, and that's the key to drawing a straight line. It's just like drawing a straight line.
Now, do you like the nylon or the natural bristle?
Well, it depends what you're working with. If you're working with latex paint, you're going to use a synthetic brush.
Okay.
If you use oil paints, then you go with a more natural bristle, which is sometimes made out of boar's hair or other types of animal hairs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know that, you know, we need to not just recommend one brand, but I think it's fine for you to tell us a couple of your favorite brands of paint.
Brands of paint? My favorite, of course, is Benjamin Moore paint.
And why do you like them the best?
They have wonderful color selections. The paint itself is just very high-quality paint, so it's going to last a long time. It's going to be very durable. And as far as me as a painter applying it, it doesn't splatter. It's easy to apply with a brush. You have no drag.
Wow.
So that makes a big difference is, if you're applying the paint to have a good quality paint.
Now, what other brands do you use sometimes?
There's a Divine paint that's very good.
Divine?
Uh-huh.
I've not known that one.
It's a new, yeah. Discovered it actually since I've been out here.
Really?
A woman from Portland, Oregon came up with a line of paints. And it. I've used it just a couple times here, and I just love working with it also. I'd say it's second best to Benjamin Moore.
Wow. Now, Benjamin Moore, they have their own stores, don't they?
Yes, they do. Well, some are private owned.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons I love Benjamin Moore, and they don't even know we're talking about him here on the show, is that you can get those small little containers so you can test a color.
Yes, that is very nice to have that.
I love that because you had to used to get from any paint company, and some you still do, the whole quart or gallon, and then you test it and you didn't like it, and then you couldn't take it back. So to get this little teeny size of maybe three or four shades and put them on the wall and then live with them during the evening and the day and stand back and just have them there for a few days. Then you can easily tell, I think, which ones you like the best
exactly.
as a homeowner.
That is, yes, that is a good feature of Benjamin Moore paints.
Now, how many rooms do you see people painting these days? Do you see them doing, like, just a couple of bedrooms like we did, or do they do the whole inside of the house mm-hmm. as they need it, or what are you seeing in, as trends for how much people are painting these
uh-huh.
days?
Well, it depends. Lately, I've been painting entire homes. I think because people have been purchasing newer homes,
right.
and they paint before they move in. But it varies. It just depends on your need. You know, sometimes people just say, oh, I just want my bathroom painted, or I'm just going to redo the living room. Or
right.
So it just depends.
Now, if you had a Benjamin Moore paint, and let's say you were going to do kind of a, there's a lot of color being used in design right now, and in staging for accents, not the whole room,
uh-huh.
because it's usually not a good idea in home staging when you're going to sell the house to have one room purple and one room pink and one room orange. It's just too much. But to have an accent wall, and when you're working with colors these days, what do you see the public choosing for colors other than white?
Well, that's a thing, too. It's such a personal preference.
Right.
I'm not really seeing... if I look in the last month of all the houses I've painted, there's probably each person chose different colors. So I'm not seeing exactly a trend, you know, like greens aren't in or taupes, that kind of thing.
Okay.
What
colors have you been painting the last month?
In the last month? I've worked with violets and lavenders, greens, taupes. So there's just quite a variety.
Kind of over all over the board then.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the magazines that we pick up at the grocery store are using, you're seeing a lot of yellows or golds and burgundies and reds. And at least I've been watching the trend of that because I'm always keeping up on all that for my profession. And so I was wondering when people aren't selling what you were seeing them actually use. And I know it is very personal and it can be all over the board. So you haven't painted red for anybody recently.
No, I haven't.
Well, I'm going to be the first.
Oh, okay.
So it won't be long, and I'm going to be calling you back, you know. Now, we're going to go to another commercial break in just a few minutes. But before that, I want to ask you, you go into a home, and you are so great at meeting with people. You were so kind, both you and Sheila, talking with Kirk and myself, and you were very patient and kind and listen to us. And I also really valued, Carol, how you gave your thoughts and professional opinion, because that's really important. And so I want to thank you for that.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And because I think that's what people want, anybody, including me, when I'm having a service done, we want to be educated. And
right.
when someone has a lot of pictures on their wall and you're going to paint, do you take them down or do you have the people take them down ahead of time? How do you do that?
That varies also. It just depends if, you know, you're paying for our time. So if you don't have the time to do it, we would take it down. We'd be happy to take any pictures down, move any furniture, that type of thing. If there's anything, any crystal or anything of, you know, value, I ask the customer to take care of that because I just don't want to be liable for it.
Right. So when you give a bid, that would also be helpful for people to know, because the more, as the homeowner, we could take things down.
Right.
Because your time is valuable, and we really want to have your talent going into what you do. And yet, if someone is out of area and they can't get back to do it, it is nice to know that you could do that for them.
Oh, sure.
So let's do this. Before we go to break, what is your best way for people to get a hold of you? What phone number, because we have a lot of listeners on Whidbey Island as well as the whole Northwest as well as around the country because of listening through the Internet. We stream the show on stagehomes.com, and, of course, KKNW does the same. So tell us, what is, very slowly, your best phone number?
The best number is 360-341-1651.
So that's 360-341-1651.
That's correct.
And I wanted to tell our listeners, you know, someone called into the studio one day and talked to Eric, and they said, you know, she probably has all these people on. They're probably just paying her a ton of money to be on there. So, Carol, are you paying me anything to be on the show?
No, I'm not.
Not one darn dime, and I don't ask for anything from anybody because I really view my show as a way to give back to the community. Whether you live and work in Bellevue, Seattle, Renton, Whidbey Island, or wherever, there are so many great businesses and people out there today doing great things for other human beings. And so my antennas are always out just looking for people that make a difference. And, Carol, you've made a difference for us. And it is my total joy, and it feels really good inside, to be able to feature you and others on the show that just have a lot to share with people and really contribute to the good of everybody. And you're one of them, Carol, so it's a joy having you on.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Well, now you stay tuned. You stay on. You're not going anywhere because I want to ask you some more questions.
Okay.
And we're going to go back to commercial break for a minute, and we love our sponsors because they keep us on the air. So, everyone, you stay tuned. This is Barb. We'll be right back with Carol, our special guest, and you're listening to Positive Choice Talk Radio. We'll be right back. This is Barb Schwarz. Welcome back to Staging Life with Barb. I want to say get well to my brother-in-law, Greg Bohr, and he's in Overlake Hospital, and it sounds like that in the middle of the night they had to rush him there. Something going on with his kidneys. So, Greg, if you're listening, and you probably aren't, we just all send you lots of hugs and prayers and hope you'll feel better real soon, and I will call you later today. I just found out you were there. So everyone listening, it is such a joy to have you tuning in every Monday and now Friday from 2 to 3, Mondays and Fridays. Tune in and listen with Barb as we want to light up your life, share some information about your home and your health, and just to make things simpler and easier. And today we listened to Shireen Luke from Honolulu, Hawaii, talk about real estate there and should you decide to go over and take a vacation in Hawaii. And right now we have Carol Snyder, and she is a professional home painter right here on Whidbey Island. And, Carol, we're so glad to have you on the show.
Hi, Barb.
Hi, Grady Pye. I want you to tell us all, what would be some tips for how to make it easy to paint a room? Do you start at the bottom of a wall or the top of the wall, or how do you do that?
Okay, well, the first thing is to have a good quality brush and a good quality roller and good quality paint. Because if you have cheaper paint, it's going to be messy, it's going to splatter all over, and you'll have more on you than you have on the walls.
Uh-oh.
So that's just starters. Having good paint, good brush, good roller. And if you're going to do the ceiling, do the ceiling first.
Oh,
so work from the top
first
and come down.
Okay. Now, do you use drop cloths everywhere, I assume?
Sure, yeah. Just cover everything up with a drop cloth, or you can even use some plastic or an old tarp. Anything like that would be fine, just to cover up.
So if you're going to paint the ceiling, do the ceiling first. That's kind of hard with your neck and arm upside down almost.
Yeah, it can be tricky.
Yeah, I'm sure it can.
If you have a long extension pole, it's better so that you're not painting directly above you, that you're a little bit in front of you.
Yeah, that makes sense. So once you get the ceiling done, Carol, then what do? Start at the top of the walls?
And then if you do the ceiling the same color as the wall, when you cut in that area, you don't have to worry about drawing a straight line. If it's a different color, then just if you have a good brush, it's just like drawing a line. And you just cut in the ceiling, as we say.
Now, I want to interrupt you for a second. Forgive me. When you have a boo-boo, not you, but let's say I was doing something and I didn't get my line straight, if it's latex, I could wash that off?
You can, or you could just let it dry and then touch it up with that paint.
A good idea. That's a very good idea. And the latex, how much, when you think about the painting that you do professionally, what percentage of it is latex versus enamel?
The oil paint?
Yeah.
Well, at this point right now, I very rarely even use oil paint anymore. Just environmentally, it's better not to. Okay. And for health reasons, it's good not to be exposed to that over long term.
Oh, okay.
And there's some very good quality paints that are latex-based. It actually has acrylic resins in them.
Really?
So it dries hard, like the old oils used to.
Yes.
But I prefer using anything water-based or latex-based.
Now, do you like the matte or the semi-sheen, or what do you like and what do you see people asking for?
Mm-hmm. Well, personally, that's a personal thing. I prefer a matte finish.
Okay.
Now, if you have, but for our listeners out here, some people prefer to have a little bit of a sheen, and that's fine. The higher the gloss, the more reflection you're going to get.
Oh, yes.
So okay. If you have texture on your walls, one thing to be mindful of, you probably want to go with as low a sheen as possible, otherwise you're going to get all kinds of funny reflections.
Yeah, and they look like shiny bumps, you know. I have enough of those in my life, those shiny bumps, in many ways. And I want to make sure before our show wraps up today that we get your phone number in again. And this is Carol Schneider, my guest, and her phone number is 360-341-1651. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Because you never know when someone listening will call you for either advice or hopefully to put you to work. And I do have great goals to get you back here to do more work for Kirk and myself, too. He just doesn't know it. He's listening today, so he's finding out. Now, how far booked ahead are you usually?
Well, it depends at different parts of the year. Right now, we're about another five weeks or so.
Okay. And what is the time that you're the least busy of the year?
Winter time is usually the slowest.
Is it really?
People are home. They're not out and about. It's, you know, it's colder. They're home more.
I see.
In the spring, the fall, the summer, people are out, and they're like, just get in there, you know.
Just get in there and do it.
Go ahead and get in there and do it for us. We're gone.
Now, on an average living room size, how long would that take? And I won't hold you to this because, you know, everything's different. But if everything was off the walls for just an average living room size, what would that be, a day or two?
Well, it depends how much detail there is. If there's a lot of windows, see if there's the trim to do.
Uh-huh.
The window trim, if there's baseboards, that has to do with it.
But
it's like
longer.
A ceiling and a wall, probably just a day.
Running out of time here, ladies.
Okay, well, we have just heard from my producer, Eric, and the clock is winding down, Carol. And it's just a joy to have had you on the show, and you are such a talented lady, you and Sheila both, and I really want to thank you for being my guest today.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Thank you very much, Barb, for having me on your show.
Well, I look forward to seeing you on Whidbey Island, and I also want to thank Shireen Luke from Honolulu, Hawaii. Everyone, think positively. It's the key to a happy life, I believe, these days. So when the choices come along, stop for a moment and think, wait a minute, what's the positive choice, no matter how difficult the situation can be? So I'm wishing you all a wonderful week. Stay tuned on Friday from 2 to 3, and you can hear the show once again. So I look forward to being back with you soon. This is Barb Schwarz. Keep on making those positive choices. Have a really terrific week. Talk with you Friday. Thanks.